June is here, which means it's finally time to reach for your summer wardrobe. And if you're trying to look good without overheating, Quince is your best bet. Their summer collection has all the warm weather staples, breathable linen, washable silk, and soft organic cotton. I now own their 100% linen pants in more colors than I'd like to admit. And the best part is that you get all that quality without the luxury markup. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. And it's not just clothing. Quince has become a destination for elevated essentials across the home, from kitchen to bedding, making it easy to bring a more premium feel into everyday life. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/campus for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/campus for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/campus.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode contains references to pornography and might not be suitable for younger listeners. Throughout the year, Americans celebrate all sorts of traditions that many of us aren't even aware of. In the summer, millions of people turn on their TV to celebrate Discovery Channel's Shark Week.
Supermodel Heidi Klum swims with sharks.
Each September, educators and libraries host public readings to commemorate Banned Books Week.
If you walk around the library on College Street, you will see displays of books banned by organizations, schools, even entire states.
And every October, college campuses observe Free Speech Week. You might not celebrate this in your everyday life, but universities across the U.S. do. And in 2018, the University of Wisconsin's campus in the city of La Crosse marked this hallowed week by inviting adult film star and sex educator Nina Hartley to speak to the students.
Basically, she was having a conversation talking about pornography and feminism, answering questions from students about things like pornography and human trafficking, and just giving her view as someone who worked in the porn industry.
You may admit to knowing Nina Hartley from her role as William H. Macy's wife in the 1997 movie Boogie Nights.
Get out. Go sleep on the couch.
Don't stop, Big Stud.
You may be less willing to admit knowing Nina from one of her hundreds of adult movies, ranging from Nina Hartley's Guide to Spanking to her role as Hillary Clinton in the satirical pornographic film Who's Nayland Palin? Nina had been invited by the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse's highest official, the Chancellor, Joe Gao.
And it seemed to be really well received by students. It was not as well received by system officials.
Joe Gao's bosses did not approve of his decision to hire Nina Hartley, nor were they pleased with the national attention that followed.
University of Wisconsin's Chancellor Joe Gao under fire for hiring a porn star to give a speech.
Who was it?
Nina Hartley, who's been in the studio.
Oh, legendary.
Very nice woman.
She's like a doctor or
something.
She's
now
right?
A sex educator chick. Very good.
That actually makes sense.
Following Hartley's speech, the university's Board of Regents denied Chancellor Gao a raise for that year and audited all of his expenses from the previous 3 years. To appease his higher-ups, Chancellor Joe Gao ended up paying Nina Hartley's $5,000 speaking fee out of his own pocket. But that was far from the end of the story. It turned out that Joe's connection to Nina was far more personal and shocking than anyone could have imagined. I'm Margot Gray. This week on Campus Files, UW-La Crosse faces a free speech controversy that goes from unusual to unbelievable. To understand the rest of the story, we first need to do a background dive into the man at the center of it, Joe Gao. Before he was a headline-grabbing university official, Joe Gao was a student, and we found someone who knew Joe Gao in his earlier years.
Would it be all right if we used your voice in the story?
I can't think of any reason why not. I mean, the only thing that crossed my mind is I see that Joe is active in talking to reporters, and the last thing I want to do is get caught up as, some kind of turncoat or something like that. But I don't know if that would really be a factor. You called me, and I can tell you a few things.
This is Dr. Jerry Zoltan.
I am a professor emeritus at Penn State University.
For over 40 years, Dr. Zoltan worked in Penn State's communications department, where he focused on the history of stand-up comedy and rock and roll. He met Joe back in the early 1980s.
I met Joe Gao when I was already on the faculty in communication arts and sciences, and he came here to earn a degree. I think it was his PhD that he was working on. And we got to know each other, but really more as acquaintances. We didn't know each other well. We didn't spend a lot of close time together, but he started a band and I had a band, and there we were, two people involved with this particular faculty and both trying to make music locally.
What you're hearing right now is a disco remix of the Penn State fight song that Jerry released in the late 1970s.
And sold, I think, close to 10,000 copies.
Around the same time, Joe Gao was also trying to make it as a musician. He had a band called Johnny Deadline that he headlined as singer and guitarist.
So in 1982, Joe's band made a four-track EP here, and I'm holding in my hands and looking at a 33 and a third EP with four tracks, two on each side.
They call me Joe Cool.
I haven't played it for a while. I only pulled it out because the subject came up. But I remember they were good, kind of new wave punk. Heck, I can send you a copy. I've got a little handful.
As you can hear, Dr. Zoltan sent us a copy. This is track one, titled Joe Cool.
He wasn't just doing cover versions of other people's music. He was writing some interesting stuff, It held up at the time.
And I asked Dr. Zoltan what he thought Joe's aspirations were at the time.
I'm guessing that his ambition was not unlike mine to have some sort of a breakthrough and get radio play in a region in the U.S. and have it catch on and become a hit of some sort.
We reached out to a few other people who knew Joe back when he was trying to make it as a musician. One of these people characterized Joe as a ham who enjoyed attention.
He was a friendly, likable guy who clearly had some talent and panache and, was willing to go out there and do what it took to make a name. If he was at all like me, the academic side was kind of the fallback. You had your academic career if all else failed.
Neither Joe nor Dr. Zoltan made it big in the recording industry, but both found their way to successful academic careers. Dr. Zoltan taught at Penn State for over 40 years. He still plays music and recently appeared in Henry Louis Gates Jr.'s documentary Gospel, which you can watch on PBS.
I wish I could tell you a little more in depth about Joe, but again, just a musical rival and colleague is how I knew him.
Joe Gao earned his PhD at Penn State in 1989. From there, he worked as a professor and later took on administrative roles at universities across the Midwest. By 2007, he was appointed chancellor at the University of Wisconsin's campus in the city of La Crosse, becoming the university's top official. And he very quickly won students' hearts with live guitar performances around campus. This is tape of a band that Joe Gow fronted that often played shows around campus.
I love being the Chancellor of the University. It's cool. I like doing this too. Let me show you a little bit.
In case you didn't catch that, it's Joe saying, quote, I love being a chancellor of the university. It's cool, but I like doing this too. Let me show you a little. Chancellor Joe had a solid 10 years at the helm without controversy. Enrollment numbers at the university increased by 5% in that period. And if you look through quotes in the student paper from the time period, the student body liked him. They seemed to get a kick out of how present he was on campus. But 2018 marked a change for Chancellor Joe. This is when he invited adult film star Nina Hartley to speak on campus, as we heard at the top of the episode. In a highly public reprimand, the UW system president, who oversees all 13 UW campuses, said he was deeply disappointed. Chancellor Joe was warned that his future raises would depend on avoiding any similar behavior. Pretty immediately, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, also known as FIRE, a nonprofit founded to protect free speech on college campuses, accused UW system leaders of engaging in censorship. Chancellor Joe managed to play it off by paying the speaker fee for Nina Hartley, and the issue was dropped. He enjoyed six more years free of scandal before announcing that the 2023-2024 school year would be his last as chancellor. He was stepping down. The UW system president heaped nothing but praise on Chancellor Joe, saying he will be leaving UW La Crosse in a much better place than it was when he arrived. Chancellor Joe told Wisconsin Public Radio he was looking forward to being able to spend more time at home. His wife was writing a vegan cookbook while he was experimenting with online video production. And boy, oh boy, was he.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To help tell the rest of the story, I want to reintroduce Josh Moody, who you heard at the very beginning of this episode. Josh is a reporter for Inside Higher Ed, a trade magazine that covers colleges and universities in the States.
I write a lot of leadership and finance stories, so a college closing or merging or dealing with severe business issues, hiring and firing.
In 2023, Joe Gow was stepping down from the chancellorship at the end of the academic year. But there was a hitch in soon-to-be just Professor Joe's plan.
We have breaking news tonight. UWL Chancellor Joe Gow has been fired for producing online pornography.
Gow was on holiday break with his family in Florida when he got an email late Wednesday night telling him that he was fired.
I was a little bit shocked, and I've been a journalist long enough to not be shocked by much. So I knew this was certainly an unusual case.
So here's what happened. Just before Thanksgiving Day 2023, Chancellor Joe and his wife created a profile on adult websites Pornhub.com and xHamster.com and soon began uploading a few professionally shot videos of themselves having sex with titles like Juicy Anniversary and Bedroom Shenanigans.
They previously had an OnlyFans behind a paywall that no one really noticed. So they'd been creating this content for a little while, flying completely under the radar.
A few weeks later, on December 8th, 2023, Chancellor Joe and his wife released a cooking video on their YouTube page.
She's Carmen.
And he's Joe.
And we are
the sexy happy couple. And this is
Sexy Healthy Cooking,
your go-to show for plant-based food.
In the inaugural episode, they cooked vegan fajitas alongside adult film star Sophie Marie. The cooking videos also look professional, not unlike what you'd see on the Food Network.
Well, the last step in our meal is to saute the vegetables for the fajitas.
This is Joe's wife, Carmen Wilson.
Seems like a perfect time to show you the scene that we shot with Sophie yesterday, and I think you're gonna enjoy it. We had quite a physical workout there with her, so.
Yes, we did.
Here we go.
From there, the cooking video transforms into two women suggestively sharing a glass of wine. The camera peeks up their skirts before fading out. Presumably, that's when the X-rated content begins. Here, a screen pops up that says, to see the full uncut scene, visit our loyal fans page. But then, all of a sudden, you're looking at slow motion shots of vegetables being sauteed before being welcomed back by Joe.
I don't know about you all, but that was a workout for me in that scene. We hope you enjoyed it.
The next day, Sexy Happy Couple posted another cooking video with another porn star, with another cut to an adult scene and a link to their loyal fans page. 4 days later, another video, this time featuring their old friend, Nina Hartley. These videos were online for 3 weeks, completely unprotected by a paywall, before anyone at the university caught wind of them. And when they did, it sent shockwaves through campus.
The couple had posted videos on porn websites under the username Sexy Happy Couple.
Now, Gao says the board fired him because they were uncomfortable with him and his wife producing and appearing in pornographic videos.
And when it was brought to the attention of university officials, he was denounced by top administrators and the universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents, who called his behavior abhorrent.
Almost immediately, the Board of Regents fired Joe Gao from his position as chancellor, 7 months before he was set to retire. But the story was far from over, because Joe Gao was not only the chancellor at University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, he was also a tenured professor there. And it's really hard to fire a tenured professor, especially at a public university.
They begin investigating him. He does not comply with the investigation. He tries to slow it down.
Joe and his wife didn't seem fazed. In fact, they kept posting videos to various adult sites. And their Twitter feed, @SexyHappyCouple, which had once featured mediocre shots of vegan food, began showcasing their faces and promoting their OnlyFans and Loyal Fans pages.
I mean, I would guess that they were trying to capitalize on some of the publicity to steer folks towards their OnlyFans. I happened to find videos of them on Pornhub, and I was like, this is the guy. I had to do some unfortunate due diligence there.
It also comes out that they had published 2 books under pen names, one titled Married with Benefits, Our Real Life Adult Industry Adventures, and Monogamy with Benefits, How Porn Enriches Our Relationship. Meanwhile, the strange wheels of justice that are the university discipline system slowly turn.
The process to fire a tenured faculty member is this quasi-judicial public hearing before a committee composed of several faculty members, 5 in this case.
And at the hearing, Joe is representing his side, fighting for his tenured professor position, while UW system lawyers work to persuade the faculty panel to recommend his dismissal. Let's start with the university's argument.
University officials argued that Joe Gao should be fired for a number of things, basically bringing reproach on the system with his behavior, but they threw a litany of charges at him, like misusing university equipment. Things like receiving vendor emails about sex toys, printing a vegan cookbook on university equipment, that he failed to cooperate with the investigation into his behavior. But the ultimate thing that they argued in trying to fire him was that he was guilty of, quote, unethical and potentially illegal conduct. For example, they took things out of a couple of erotic books he had written with his wife under a pen name.
In one of their books, Chancellor Joe and his wife talk about hiring a male sex worker named Tom, saying, "We had broken the law. We had paid Tom for sex."
And at the beginning of those, at least one book, maybe both, they say all these events are true and they are presenting them as true stories. The university seized on these statements as basically admissions of illegal and unethical behavior.
But when Josh spoke to First Amendment attorneys at FIRE, the free speech group that defended Chancellor Joe back in 2018, they disagreed with that argument.
And they said he's being fired for his private speech, that university professors have First Amendment rights and they're allowed to have private lives, even if they do things like Joe Gao did.
Which is basically what Chancellor Joe was arguing.
Joe Gao has argued that his activity is completely protected by the First Amendment, that he did not harm anyone, that his activities were between himself, his wife, and other consenting adults, that he made no money off of these activities. If he had, could potentially be a conflict of interest, but he referred to it instead as a very expensive hobby.
You might be wondering how Joe could claim he didn't make any money. As it turns out, the type of content Joe and his wife were making came with a hefty price tag. Chancellor Joe has said that between paying performers, videographers, and editors, the couple has spent upwards of $80,000 shooting pornography, making very little of that back via their OnlyFans and Loyal Fans profiles.
He also argued that state politics were at play.
Because just as this was unfolding, the UW system president had been battling with the Republican-controlled legislature over funding.
Joe Gao has suggested that he may have been a sacrificial lamb of sorts, that there was pressure to get rid of him, and indeed there was. Several Republican lawmakers tweeted statements or released press releases calling for his immediate firing.
But Joe's coworkers didn't see it that way. And they certainly didn't come to his defense.
I can give you some examples from the hearing. There were faculty members, at least one, the communications department chair, who was called to testify against him. And she cast him as an ineffective teacher. Her testimony was pretty damning.
But do you want Dr. Gao teaching in your department?
I do not want Dr. Gao to teach in our department based on my past experience and observations of having him in the classroom.
But at the same time, he was chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse for a very long time, 17 years. The average chancellorship is 5.9 years these days. So he had a pretty successful tenure.
And public opinion? What did they think about it all?
The public seems to view this with a lot of amusement. A local brewery released a beer in his honor called Hot for Chancellor with a rather creative label of him basically in the nude. I understand that he did stop in and pick up a 4-pack of that beer.
And what about precedent? Josh told us that in recent years, with the rise of OnlyFans and similar platforms, there have been high-profile cases involving K-12 teachers. But at the university level, this may be the first of its kind. That left UW leadership facing an unprecedented question. What happens when a former public face of your institution becomes an amateur porn star? In July of 2024, public hearings on Joe Gao's case came to a close, and a faculty panel of his peers delivered their recommendation to the Board of Regents.
The universities of Wisconsin system is a step closer to removing former Chancellor Joe Gao as a tenured faculty member at the UW-La Crosse.
That decision was made by five UWL faculty members after a two-day public hearing back in June.
They wrote in their findings that he had placed himself in the public eye for personal gain, and that in doing so, they believe he is in opposition to the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse's interest.
Meanwhile, as the Board of Regents weighed its decision, J. Joe and his wife kept promoting their adult content on Twitter alongside vegan cooking recipes.
We're waiting for the verdict, and what have you cooked?
So I have found that sometimes things pile up in my freezer.
They were also reposting interviews that they'd given to various news outlets, from the Free Press to the Daily Mail to Wisconsin Public Radio. Then, in September 2024, another hearing took place, this time between Joe and the Board of Regents.
The university makes their case, he makes his case.
And after a brief closed session, the Board of Regents came back with a verdict.
We have a motion and a second to adopt the proposed decision in order as the board's final decision and order of dismissal in the matter of Dr. Joseph Gao of UW-La Crosse. This will be a roll call vote. Megan, would you
please? And then the board comes back with a unanimous recommendation to fire Joe Gao.
17 yes, 0 no.
The motion passes. Thank you.
As of late September, he is no longer a University of Wisconsin employee. So now he is weighing his legal options.
Meanwhile, Joe Gao and his wife continue to promote their adult videos. In the making of this episode, we reached out to them for an interview. And to our surprise, not only did they agree, they invited us over.
I've gotten a whole lot of attention because I was in the chancellor job and it was a very high profile thing and fired. But Carmen's story is equally interesting. It just doesn't tend to get told, for lack of a better metaphor. You know, it's like Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, you couldn't do it alone.
That's next time on Campus Files. Original theme music by James Waterman and Davey Sumner. Special thanks to Joe Gao and Josh Furco, as well as Dr. Jerry Zoltan and Tom Kiter for letting us use their disco version of Fight on State. If you'd like a vinyl copy of this recording, you can find Jerry at jerryzoltan.com. Campus Files is an Odyssey original podcast. This episode was written and reported by Elliot Adler. Campus Files is produced by Ian Mont, Elliot Adler, and me, Margot Gray. Our executive producers and story editors are Maddie Sprungkaiser and Lloyd Lockridge. Campus Files is edited, mixed, and mastered by Chris Basil and Andy Jaskowitz. Special thanks to Jenna Weiss-Berman, J.D. Crowley, Leah Reese-Dennis, Maura Curran, Josephina Francis, Kurt Courtney, Hilary Schuff, Sean Cherry, Laura Berman, and Hilary Van Ornum. Original theme music by James Waterman and Davey Sumner. If you have tips or story ideas, write to us at campusfilespod@gmail.com.
Hey, it's Anna Sale, host of Death, Sex, and Money, the show from Slate about the things we think about a lot and need to talk about more. Many of us have something going on behind closed doors, like a listener we called Elizabeth, who told us she's a hoarder.
I see mess beyond probably what most people think of when they think of mess.
We'll work through it all together on Death, Sex, and Money. Listen wherever you get podcasts.